Friday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, interesting that Glenn Kolomeitz, when he was on the program probably about 15, 20 minutes ago, or whatever, talking about the situation there in Ukraine, but he also sent through, just before we went to air, a little reminder about a book called Danger on Our Doorstep. It's by Jim Molan, the ex-Major General and best-selling author. This is just really very timely that we get to talk about this, particularly with what's happening the last few days. You know, with Richard Marsden, good on him, he's having these discussions with the Chinese leadership, as is Albo, etc., and they come back and everyone says, oh, everything's tickety-boo. They're being friendly at last. Everything's sorted. I mean, China has had thousands and thousands of years of conveying to sometimes belligerent countries the belief that, oh, everything is now friendly. Oh, don't worry about that. And, of course, you know about the history of that with the success of China on over those hundreds and hundreds of years in just rolling over countries in hundreds and sometimes thousands of kilometres without any opposition. Why? Because they were taken by surprise. I think there's a warning here for complacent Australians. Please wake up. There are issues that aren't being addressed as far as the security, the future security of our precious country is concerned. And this is what it says in the release, an unsettling assessment of how and when war with China might break out and the consequences for the world. From best-selling author, ex-Major General Jim Molan is on the line. Jim, good morning.
John, good morning to you and all your good Queensland listeners.
Do you personally know Glenn Kolomeitz? He's a huge fan of yours.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, isn't he a smart lad?
Yeah, he's going well, and he's going well in a number of different areas. God bless him for what he's doing.
Yeah.
Particularly for veterans and for those that work with us. Afghanistan, so good on him.
Yeah. Jim, we don't have a long time, but I want you to cut to the chase here because I've heard you in the past talk about, listen, if there is going to be any sort of issue between China and Australia or China and the free world, if you like, it isn't necessarily 30 or 20 or 15 years away. It could be as soon as 5 years away. Wake up, Australia, and prepare. Can you expand loosely on, I know that was a loose summation of what you've been saying, but can you expand on your fears in this regard?
I can, John, and you belled the cat because you mentioned complacency. And that is the real problem that we have. We've been 80 years without major or great power wars in Australia's experience. And this has left us with a view of warfare, and governments, all governments have got this because this is the last 80 years, of warfare, which is all about the fact that it doesn't really hit impact on Australia. It happens a long way away. The Defence Force goes off and does it, and DVA, Department of Veterans Affairs, looks after the consequence. The basic proposition in the book, the Danger on Our Doorstep, which you mentioned, that HarperCollins published only last August, is that you cannot decide, Australia cannot decide what to do about its national security unless you admit the nature of the threat. And you've got to admit the nature of the threat in appropriate detail. It's very easy. Most people now are saying, yes, we have a national security threat from China. Well, that's no good. You've got to, if you're going to then build a defence force or do something about it, you've got to say that this threat has the following characteristics. And it may not just be one threat. This is what concerns me more than anything else. Richard Miles, who I think is saying the right words,
Yes. The
day before the Prime Minister met with President Xi, gave a speech in which he mentioned that we need missiles and we need drones. Well, of course we do. We need those, but we need a lot of other things.
Yes,
it's not just one vague mention of the word China. See, my view, John, is that this kind of war that involves China,
will
really be a war between China and the United States. Pull on Australia as collateral. In the diplomacy area, we have been collateral now for a couple of years. And we handled that quite well, I thought. We stood our ground,
yep.
and China may have changed. But For all the good, the media fundamentally overhyped the meetings that the PM has had and that Richard Marles has had.
Mm.
Overhyped it terribly, I reckon. So I think, we've got a period of time now where we must take steps for our national security, not just defence, because defence is the military and the industrial base behind it.
Yeah.
But for everything, John, your harbours, our harbours. Now, the single point of failure in this country are our ports. And we have got to prepare the nation and prepare the Defence Force. The first step is to admit the failure.
Now, Jim Molden, question out of left field. I am just appalled by what Emmanuel Macron, the French president, has been saying the last few days. He's been so critical of our AUKUS alliance and so critical of our acquisition of nuclear submarines. What's he playing at?
I think it's just a bit of politics. It's probably appealing to his domestic audience as much as anything else. I don't see any tendency by our government, the Albanese government, to take him seriously on this. So I think he's just making noise in the background. The decision has been made. It's an interesting decision because by my computations, and I write about this in the book, by my computations, should war occur between China and the US, there will be something like 60 attacks, nuclear and diesel-powered attack submarines in the East China and South China Sea.
Yeah.
Now, if we add... If in 20 years' time we add four more Australian submarines into the mix, I do sometimes wonder, if it's worth it. I think we should rely on the American nuclear capability and we should build our own independent conventional warfare capability. Mm-hmm. But that's just my view. Yes.
I'm so pleased we've been able to catch up today, James. I know you're very, very busy, but I'm hoping to be able to discuss matters that are emerging in the Pacific that are of great interest to us up here, particularly on the northeast corner of this landmass.
Yes.
So if we can stay in touch, that'd be really, really handy for listeners up here, James Molden.
John, thank you very much, and I'd be very happy to stay in touch to talk to you regularly.
Excellent.
Thanks, mate. All the best.
Senator Jim Molden, the retired Major General.